This is O'Reilly Week in Review for December 22nd, 2008. I'm James Turner, contributing editor at O'Reilly Media, and I'll be your host as we look back at what's gone on over the last week and what's coming up next week on the O'Reilly websites and around the tech world. We've gotten an early holiday present here at Casa Turner. Our power is back on after an 8-day absence. We spent the week playing such classic holiday games as Spot the Utility Line Crew, and we understand that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer made a little extra holiday money leasing himself out as a portable generator. But as the end of the year is coming up, we thought it would be appropriate to look back at some of the highlights from this year on the O'Reilly website. This year, one of the biggest pieces of scientific news was the commissioning of the Large Hadron Collider at CERN in Switzerland, although it's since had a major technical problem which will postpone useful work until next summer. It's still something we're looking forward to seeing the first results from. Earlier this year, we talked to Catherine McAlpern, who works at CERN managing an online newsletter for one of the projects there, and is also known as the author of the LHC Wrap, which has brought the science of the LHC to a whole new generation. When we talked to her, we asked her about what it was like filming a rap song on the premises of the Large Hadron Collider.
We probably spent an hour in each location. So we were in the tunnel, we were in Atlas, we were in CMS, and then took maybe half an hour of the stuff that's out in what we call the detector graveyard. But then it takes, you know, half an hour to get from Marin to CMS. So we probably spent at least 7 hours total. Not everybody was there for all the filming, but that's probably how long the filming took.
Now, obviously, to be in those sites doing that, you had permission.
Yes, I had permission.
Had they heard when you went to do this, had they heard the audio already and knew what they were getting into?
You know, the Atlas people had heard the audio, I think. Or at least they'd seen the lyrics. Because I'd previously been a press contact, so I was taking people into the caverns. And when I said that I wanted to film a rap video, they thought I was bringing rappers in, and they weren't so sure about that.
Were there like normal scientists and engineers around when you were doing this? Did you get any strange looks?
Yeah, we got some strange looks. I mean, you get a strange look just for walking around in a lab coat. Nobody wears lab coats.
We see asteroids and planets, stars galore. We know a black hole resides at each galaxy's core. But even all that matter cannot explain what holds all these stars together. Something else remains. The star matter interacts only through gravity. And how do you catch a particle? There's no way to see. Take it back to conservation of energy, and the particles appear clear as can be. You see particles flying in jets they spray, but you notice there ain't nothing going the other way. You say my law has just been violated. That don't make sense. There's gotta be another particle to make this balance. And it might be dark matter. And for the first time, we catch a glimpse of what was from most of the known verse, because
we have a winner of last week's pod quiz. Last week we asked about the word sizes of various older computers. Specifically, we asked if someone could identify a computer with a 12, a 36, and a 60-bit word length. Word lengths which are not only not powers of 2, but not multiples of 8. Our winner, Jared Flatow, identified the 12-bit computer as a Digital Equipment PDP-8, and the 60-bit computer as a CDC 6600, but actually came up with an answer for 36 bits different than the one we were thinking about. We were thinking about another Digital Equipment Corporation system, the PDP-10, but Jared came up with the IBM 7094, both of which have 36-bit word lengths. Interestingly, the CDC 6600, which I had the privilege of using when I was going to school in Amherst, Massachusetts, took advantage of that 60-bit word length to pack 10 ASCII characters into a single word. Of course, with 6 bits per character, you had to give up certain things like upper and lower case, so if you wanted a lowercase letter, you had to put a caret symbol in front of it, which meant that if you had a lot of mixed upper and lowercase, you could actually end up using more memory to represent the string than you would by just going with 8-bit words to begin with. That's okay, because Fortran's all uppercase anyway, right? This December, we have several new Head First books out for your edification. You may have seen the Head First books on our website. They're the ones with big smiling people staring up at you on the cover. Headfirst books provide an in-depth introduction to the subject matter, but in a highly entertaining and non-traditional fashion. This month, you have your choice of Headfirst Algebra, Headfirst Rails, Headfirst Web Design, and Headfirst PHP and MySQL. Go to the main page of the Air Alley website for more information on how to get your hands on these exciting books. And now it's time for this week's pod quiz, your chance to win any book in the current O'Reilly library, or if you live outside the United States, to win a PDF of one of our books. It's the holidays, which means that Apple is running another Mac PC ad in a form reminiscent of the old animated holiday cartoons. So, in honor of those old cartoons, we have this question. What do Vincent Price, Danny Kaye, Casey Kasem, and Peter S. Beagle all have in common? If you know the answer, send it to podquiz, P-O-D-Q-U-I-Z, at O'Reilly.com. If you are the first person to get us the correct answer, you will win your choice if you live in the United States of any book in the O'Reilly catalog, or if you live outside the United States, any PDF that's currently in print in that form. Good luck! Well, that's it for this week's O'Reilly Week in Review. We hope you have an enjoyable holiday season, whatever holiday it is you're celebrating, even if it's just get out of work for a day holiday. We'll see you right before the new year to review what's gone on this week and look ahead into what might be coming up in the weeks and months to follow. Until then, happy holidays. This is James Turner for O'Reilly Media.